Chapter 1. The Sculptor's Shop. Rumors of Abundant Life. Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds, Lord. Renew them in our day. In our time, make them known. In wrath, remember mercy. The Prayer of the Prophet Habakkuk. The first couple of rows at church that morning held a unique assortment of women. They whispered nervously to each other before the service started, obviously feeling a little out of place and probably wondering if they should have come in the first place. Not your typical church attendees, these women would likely be going from the church to other, darker environments. But they had come on this day to celebrate the baptism of one of their compatriots, Rebecca. She, too, had a sordid past, but today was a new beginning. My, Darren, friend Catherine, on the other hand, had a past no one would be ashamed of. She grew up on a steady diet of Bible study and small group experiences, going to church every week. She was actively involved in the children's ministry and found great community in the student ministries. By the time she reached her 20s, however, she felt disillusioned. After 2 decades of throwing herself into the Christian subculture and trying to grow spiritually, her faith seemed stagnant. She sensed there was something more to following Jesus. In addition to this, the stories and accounts in the Bible read like science fiction to her in that she didn't see much evidence of their impact in her world. She knew she wasn't the only one who felt like this, but no one else seemed to care. Catherine was bored, uninspired, and disappointed with her faith experience. She was in a rut. So she started to search for something else. Catherine trained to become a professional makeup artist and began working in the modeling and entertainment industry in Chicago. This lifestyle was hip, fast-paced, and fascinating. She often worked with celebrities and influential icons in the fashion industry. Still, something was missing. One day, an older lady from church called and invited her to join a team headed to Costa Rica to serve women who were trying to break out of prostitution. They would train the Costa Rican women with alternative life and career skills so they would have new options for employment. The woman explained that Catherine could teach them how to apply makeup in an attractive and subtle manner. Before she knew it, Catherine heard herself agreeing to the trip. During those 3 months in Costa Rica, Catherine encountered something she had never experienced. Loving, serving, and believing in these women was the most alive she had ever felt. It quickened her. She began to re-engage her faith and opened her heart to a whole new way of experiencing God, and when it came time to go home, she knew she could not simply return to the spiritual rut she was living in before the trip. Something in her had awakened. How, she wondered, could she continue this work stateside? When Catherine returned to Chicago, she did some research and began a most unusual way of serving women. At a strip club in the city, she worked backstage applying the women's makeup before they went out and performed. As she selflessly loved these women, she started to build relationships with them. One day, she decided to offer sermons on CDs from our church. No pressure, she would just bring a box of CDs and set it backstage for anyone to borrow and then return for others to use. Several months went by, and one evening a stripper named Rebecca began to show an interest in the CD box. She borrowed a couple of CDs and liked them. A week later, she asked if she could borrow the whole box. Sure, Catherine said. Rebecca listened to the entire box in a matter of days, and when she returned the box, Catherine asked if she wanted to attend church with her. Would I be allowed in? Asked Rebecca. Of course you would. We would love to have you. When Rebecca came with Catherine to our church, I met with him in the lobby and we sat together at a table. So you're a pastor? Rebecca asked. Yeah, I am. She looked me right in the eye and asked, Do you know what I do? Yeah, I do. Catherine is trying to tell me that God loves people like me, people who, do what I do. Tears welled up in her eyes, spilled over her long eyelashes, and started running down her cheeks. It was hard to fight back the tears myself. Yes, Rebecca, God loves you deeply. How can this be? She asked, and then started to tell me some of the horrible things people often say to her and shout at her while she works. I don't understand how God can love me. I don't even love myself. Rebecca, Jesus came to take away our sin and shame and replace it with